The rusted iron gates to Thornbridge Estate groaned their ancient hinges open, letting Corvus Silvius into a world swallowed by twilight. The manor, a grotesque spiderweb of obsidian and shadow, squatted amidst acres of gnarled, whispering trees. Each branch seemed to reach towards the blood-red moon, a malevolent eye gazing down. Corvus, draped in a cloak the color of a raven's wing, knew he was trespassing, but whispers of the whispering gallery, hidden within the mansion's labyrinthine depths, called him with a siren song of secrets. He navigated the overgrown garden, past weeping willows and statues choked by creeping vines. In the distance, a gargoyle perched on a crumbling tower, its stone gaze following him like a predator. The air tasted of decay and dust, the silence broken only by the rustle of unseen things in the undergrowth. He reached the manor's iron-wrought front doors, each panel etched with macabre scenes of howling beasts and skeletal figures. His hand trembled as he grasped the tarnished doorknob, a cold sweat clinging to his skin. The moment the doors creaked open, a wave of bone-chilling dread washed over him. Inside, cobwebs festooned every corner, shadows clung to the high, vaulted ceilings like phantoms, and the air reeked of rot and forgotten memories. A tapestry depicting a hooded figure whispering into a king's ear hung tattered on the wall, its faded threads seemed to writhe in the flickering candlelight Corvus had lit. He ventured deeper, each footstep echoing on the cold stone floor, amplifying the fear gnawing at his insides. The hallways stretched endless, twisting and turning in a maddening dance. Portraits of long-dead Silviuses peered down with hollow eyes, their lips frozen in silent screams. The whispering gallery, legend claimed, resided at the heart of this labyrinth, accessible only to those brave enough to face the manor's secrets. Suddenly, a sound, like a thousand voices whispering in unison, filled the air. It seemed to emanate from the walls themselves, a chilling murmur that sent shivers down Corvus' spine. He pressed on, the whispers growing louder, swirling around him like a miasma of madness. They spoke of shadows and forgotten sins, of sacrifices made and destinies unfulfilled. Their icy tendrils wrapped around his mind, threatening to drag him into the abyss. Finally, he stumbled upon a massive oaken door, adorned with carvings of writhing serpents and cackling demons. This, he knew, was the entrance to the Whispering Gallery. Taking a deep breath, he pushed the door open, revealing a vast chamber bathed in an eerie emerald glow. The room was packed from floor to ceiling with books, their spines labeled in languages spoken only by shadows. In the center, a swirling vortex of mist pulsed with an unnatural energy. As Corvus neared the vortex, the whispers crescendoed, forming words, chilling truths. They spoke of his own lineage, a lineage stained with ancient darkness, of a pact made with an entity beyond the veil. They revealed a terrible legacy, a destiny he could not escape. Terror flooded him, the weight of it threatening to crush him. The vortex pulsed faster, tendrils of mist reaching out, wrapping around Corvus. He fought, but the mist was stronger, colder than death. It pulled him into the swirling void, a hungry maw devouring his sanity. He saw faces in the mist, the faces of his ancestors, their eyes burning with malice, their mouths whispering his condemnation. Then darkness. He awoke, sprawled on the cold stone floor of the gallery. The vortex was gone, the whispers silent. But something had changed within him. A coldness had seeped into his soul, a hunger for shadows and forgotten knowledge. He had tasted the true darkness at the heart of Thornbridge Estate, and it had tasted him back. Emerging from the manor, Corvus no longer walked as a trespasser. He walked as a son returning home, his eyes glowing with an unnatural emerald light, the shadows whispering promises of power, and a legacy too terrible to ignore. He had found the secrets of the Whispering Gallery, but in doing so, he had lost himself. The darkness had won, and Corvus Silvius, forever marked by the touch of the void, stepped back into the world, a harbinger of a new terror, born from the shadows of Thornbridge Estate. This is just the beginning of Corvus's descent into darkness. The story could continue with him grappling with his newfound powers, seeking out ancient secrets, and perhaps even battling against those who stand in his way. You could weave in other characters, descendants of other ancient bloodlines, or even introduce monstrous entities from the void. The possibilities are endless, limited only by your imagination.